Our next speaker tonight is Libby Bacalar. Libby was born and raised in New York City. She graduated from Brown University in 1999 and Brooklyn Law School in 2005. After a summer in Bethel and a year in Palmer, Libby decided to make Alaska her home. She moved to Juneau in 2006 with her husband, Jeff, and is now the mom of two small kids who keep her very busy. Libby works at the Department of Law and enjoys Juneau snow, winter recreation, and exploring new places with her family. Libby is prone to random fleeting interests and hobbies. Her current fascinations are the megafauna of the and a 99-cent iPhone application that turns everyone into a unicorn.
I have notes. I know notes are discouraged, but everything I have to say is so brilliant. I just don't want anybody to miss a word, and I don't have the spontaneity that my predecessors do to the same extent. But so I'm the mother of two small children, and to me, the word visitors conjures up one of two things for that reason, and that's grandparents or head lice. And usually, one is sometimes more welcome than the other. Usually it's grandparents. However, unlike head lice, you can't really get rid of grandparents with a special shampoo, unfortunately. And at least for me, grandparents bring with them another kind of visitor, and that is the ghost of my former childhood self, in which I totally regress to the person I was and the relationship I had with my parents the last time I lived in their house, which fortunately for me was a very long time ago. It's kind of like Back to the Future, but with a way less awesome car. So my first rebellion of young adulthood was to go out and buy myself a box of Cookie Crisp cereal. And for those who don't know, Cookie Crisp cereal is basically cookies in a bowl with milk for breakfast. So, and inexplicably, the mascot of Cookie Crisp was a burglar with a ski mask named Cookie Crook. So, now my mom would let me walk the mean streets of New York City, which were a lot meaner back then, and take the subway by myself since I was in the fifth grade. But for some reason, she would never let me have that effing Cookie Crisp cereal, no matter how many times I asked. In fact, she wouldn't let me have any of what she contemptuously referred to as sugar cereal, except for once a year when I was allowed to have whatever kind of sugar cereal I want, including Count Chocula and Frankenberry, which for those who don't already know is basically freeze-dried marshmallows in a bowl with milk for breakfast. And that they're shaped like vampires and bats, and that maybe makes it better. But in any case, I did some research, actually, and this is actually sickly true. Frankenberry cereal apparently in the 70s had a pink dye in it that turned, quote, some children's feces pink due to the heavily dyed nature of the breakfast food, and in a condition, an actual condition that was named Frankenberry stool. Sick. So, of course, my mother and I have long since ended our sugar cereal standoff, but some of the same tension is still there when she visits. For example, I argue with my husband what I would consider a regular, normal amount. But my mom happens to be a psychiatrist, and so she always says in the middle or off to the side of one of these arguments, she always says something really helpful in her Bronx accent and very clinical, like, you know, Libby, it's very frightening for the children when you argue in front of them. And so I also regress back into my New York accent, which by now has been somewhat schooled out of me, and I say, thanks, Mom. You know what else is very frightening? The fact that you're 67 years old and you leave an empty wine glass and pistachio shells in every room of my house. Anyway. And my dad, for what it's worth, he's a great person, but every time he gets off the plane, it's a barrage of, you know what the kids really need is, or, you know you really need to take care of this, or you know you really need to fix that, or you know your car is filthy and your windshield is still cracked. Anyway, but overall I can't complain because my parents, they travel all over the world and they love Juneau and they're always willing to come up here and see their grandkids, and that's what it's all about. And that is a lot more than I can say for most of my childhood friends who generally don't like to travel any further than New Jersey. East New Jersey. They basically won't board a plane of any size without swallowing half a bottle of Xanax, and their idea of the wilderness is pretty much Boston. So sadly, most of them won't be visiting us anytime soon, and I think the last one that did actually hiked up Mount Roberts with an umbrella. Anyway, that makes sense when you think about it, because New Yorkers are kind of scared of Alaska, and they get a little bit confused by the things that happen here. Actually, my first visit to Alaska was, as Amanda mentioned, a summer in Bethel, house-sitting and dog-sitting for a nice family and working up there for a few months. And I remember being kind of like having an internal dialogue the entire time with myself about, like, what is going on here, like, the whole time. Like, for example, I was like, why does pizza not come in slice form, and why does it cost $40? And then, you know, why is there a DJ in Bethel? And then I realized, oh, that's not a DJ walking around Bethel. That's just a guy about to work on his boat and use power tools wearing ear protection. So, you know, it's like, basically, I mean, I actually have a lot of sympathy for the kind of person who can't tell a hip-hop DJ from a boat mechanic. And that was me, and like maybe a little bit still is. But the bottom line, I think, is that visitors are a big part of life in Alaska, and it's a good thing, too. Because if you're not from here, visitors can be a really good reminder of the things. Well, visitors can help you remember what you miss about where you left, and they can also be a really good reminder about why you never, ever want to live there again. And occasionally, they can also make a bad case of head lice seem like not such a big deal after all.